everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday life. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Kevin and it's Cher.
Hello, that's right. I'm here. Back. I'm back. So,
yeah, we're bringing Cher Bear back.
No. That's hilarious. I do call myself Cher Bear sometimes when I get a little rawr, I'm feeling like I need to defend my bear cubs. Cher Bear comes out.
Well, God has been all over you, Cher.
Oh, man.
And just speaking to you prophetically and yes. And releasing all kinds of things. And I just wanted to take a program and just kind of roll that out and just give you the opportunity to share what's on your heart, share what God's been speaking with you. And I would just love to hand it over to you and let everybody out there just hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because you move in the prophetic, you operate in that gifting. I'm an evangelist, so I move in the prophetic some, but it's not my number one thing. But I love to hear what God is speaking and what God is doing. And so I'm going to just hand it over to you and just
thanks.
Say,
this is kind
tell
of,
us what's happening.
Yeah, this is kind of different.
Spirit.
We haven't done this yet, but
nope.
Maybe this
new
is going to be, maybe this isn't a part of
it's
a new format,
of it, yeah.
You know, I think that this should be interesting, but I want to share with everybody, bear with me, but I'm going to share with you a dream that I had. And lately my dreams have been, when they're God dreams, They're short, but they're really, really powerful. So this is a very short dream, but it has a lot of impact. And what I'm going to do for all the creatives out there and the prophetic, this will be easy to follow. And then all my analytical peeps out there, I'm going to break it down for you so that it makes sense in the natural that you could receive this, okay? But let me just tell the dream first. So I have this dream. It's very vivid. It's all in color. I'm very aware that there are a lot of people around me, but that is not the focus of the dream. I don't see faces. I'm just very aware that there's a lot of people around me. But my focus is on one particular person. I don't know who they are, what they look like, but they're sliding this box to my left ankle. Like they're handing me something, Kevin. And so, so it looked like, you know, those pine boxes that like crates that animals might come in, like it's a crate and it's like got the X on the outside. It's like a pine box. And it's like just,
like the one they buried the Raiders of the Lost Ark
back
in the old days in that movie.
Yes. I think that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Shipping crates.
A shipping crate. Yeah. So they slide this, it was a smaller version of it, but they slide this shipping crate over to me until it hits up against my ankle all the way up to maybe like my knee. And when I look in it, there's a black snake in it. Now, hang on, guys, but let me tell the rest. So I see this black snake, Kevin, and it's like, I did not know this, but I look down and I put my hands on my hips and I say to whoever this is, I can't see who they are. It doesn't matter. It's what they represented. But I put my hands on my hips and I said, absolutely not. Because they had pushed it to me like it was mine to take care of.
Here, have this.
And I said, absolutely not. This is not mine. I will not take this. I am not taking care of this. This is not mine to handle.
Right.
And then I looked up and said the word Mamba. Now, you're a guy and you watch a lot of National Geographic. You know that that's a snake, right?
Sure. I've been down the Amazon and actually run from them in person.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to hear that.
Amazon jungle. Yeah,
so
I've been there.
I did not know that there was a snake called a mamba. So when I woke up the next day and I asked Paul and he said, Cher, you know, that is the most poisonous snake in the world.
Yes.
It had more meaning to me from the dream, right? So I call out the name of this and I call it Mamba. And I grab the crate. I don't pick it up. And all of a sudden, Kevin, I'm standing in the middle of a church. In the center of the four walls of the church.
Right.
And I can see now all the people that were around me are all clear now, and they're in chairs, and I am right in the center of the church in the middle of the aisle, like right where the walkway of
main
the aisle,
aisle, yeah.
Yes, would go up to the altar or the stage. And I look down. I don't pick the snake up. I've called out its name. And I push it down. I don't pick it up. I just scoot it. I push it down the aisle until it hits the altar. And I let it go. And I take about 10 steps back, and I put my hands on my hips, and I just stood there and looked at it. Well, then I realized that someone else has brought another crate and pushed it up against the altar. So now there's these two pine box crates against the altar. And I noticed that in the other crate is a black king cobra. I did not know that that is the second most poisonous snake in the world. So now the two most poisonous snakes in the world are at the altar in the middle of this church. And I watch them rise out of the box. And one, the mamba, bites the cobra. And I am like, whoa, what is going on?
Battle royale.
They entangle themselves, and the cobra bites the mamba, and they both die in my dream ends. So, for all the creative, prophetic people, they've already figured the riddle out here. But now I'm going to break
it
down.
It's like that UFC fight. You know, you ever watch UFC? And the two people punch each other at the exact same time and knock each other out.
This was.
You call that a tie, or is that a loss for both?
That's a loss. I mean, they died. So let me break this down for you, because there's a warning here that came very quickly to my understanding and confirmation after confirmation after confirmation of what this meant. So first of all, it wasn't about me in particular as much as it was that what I represent. So I have an understanding of the power of prayer. I have an understanding and a recognition, because I called out the name of the snake. I saw it for what it was. And when the situation came to me, when it was given to me, when it was presented in front of me, I chose to not keep it as my own, to not handle it myself, to not do all that. I called it out. I saw what it was, and I took it to the Lord. And this is so important when I tell you what the snake represents. So I pushed it. I took it to the altar. And what I need everybody to understand, that I am so confident that this was important enough to me, and I'm so grateful, thank you for giving me this time to share this, is that what's happening is I was in the center of the church, which means there is some spiritual stuff that is trying to infiltrate itself in the church. It is the two most poisonous things that could enter the church, that would poison the church if handled, that could harm the church. But as believers, when we are given a warning, and we're whole, God always tells us ahead of time what's about to happen so that we know how to respond to it. We recognize that we call it out and we take it to the Lord. So what has happened is this particular snake and this other snake, what started happening, I started praying into this, and I'm like, what do those snakes represent? What do those snakes represent? And I was like, you know, let me ask the Lord. And within 7 days, Kevin, I had situation after situation. I counted 9 different situations that happened that were all very similar, different stories, but all very similar. And so let me explain to you, there is something that is trying, but it will not succeed, rising up where believers are accusing other believers of things, whether it's in a misunderstanding, whether it's offense, these people in every situation that was brought to me, they all were being accused of something that they didn't do. There was whether it was a misunderstanding,
a false accusation,
a false calling that person out. There was, and this was two believers. This isn't like someone that is a sinner and the other person, they just don't get it. And these were believers. They were people that you know. And if you don't think that the enemy tries to use people that know you, if a stranger tried to say something to you, you would be like, you don't know me. Get out of my face.
Right.
When another believer in the church decides that it's time to call someone out
and accuse them of things. And whether you feel that it's right or not, there is a way to do things, and it isn't through hate.
Right.
It's through love. There's right. a, you know, and that
order.
Other. So this is the two battles that I saw happen. I saw false accusations from one side and offense that happened to the other person. Because when you are operating out of love and you feel like in your heart you're doing all the right things, and another brother or sister in Christ comes and calls you or says that you're something else or misunderstands you and says you've hurt them or you're wrong or you're this, or maybe they call you a false teacher or whatever.
I don't believe in you.
Anything.
Yeah.
What that does is it's really hard not to harbor an offense, to be hurt by that. And offense is so big right now, because if you don't have the same opinion on someone, then they assume that you hate them and you're not for them just because
right.
you might have a different point of view. There's so
sure.
many things that the enemy is trying to twist, and all of them lead back to fear and rejection and all of those other sprinkles of all those things. But I'm really leaning towards this false accusations and offense that the enemy is trying to infiltrate the church with. So I was just taken back. I counted 9. This is people calling me out of the blue that I haven't talked to and saying, can you pray for me? This person said this about me.
Right.
And that's not what I said. And I feel so hurt by that hurt me. And I don't know how to untangle this. And I'm like, whoa. Then the next day I get another call
yeah.
from another person, well, you know.
The enemy's like, putting like filters on people so that they're hearing things differently than the heart that they're being spoken in.
Right.
That
so,
happens.
So how do we... So learning from this, how do we manage or how do we conquer this in the church? Because clearly it's obvious that I represented all of us who literally are going to say, this is not mine to deal with, okay?
Right.
It may involve you, but you choose to take it to the Lord. You don't take the poison
right.
and the matter in your own hands.
Right.
Let me
it's
tell
gotta
you
It's
got
to go
this.
To the altar.
Okay, I heard the best example. Richard Roberts is Oral Roberts'
yeah.
son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I listen to his podcast.
His dad,
really good.
More than anybody, was accused of, oh my gosh,
yeah.
all the things, misunderstandings,
you name it.
He had it. And so I heard this, Kevin, it was so good. He said, one thing you got to learn is when someone throws mud at you, if you try to handle it yourself, all you do is smear more of it all over.
Right.
But when you stop and you take it to the Lord, the mud dries and you can flick it off.
Right.
Oh, it's so good.
That is
good.
That is
so good. So here's our lesson to learn. Whether you're on one side or the other, maybe you've been hurt by something someone said, or you misunderstood, or let's say they straight up did something that hurt you. And it felt very intentional and it hurt you. You need to understand that the enemy is trying to use these things to create division among the church, because he knows
yeah.
we are about to see this incredible, amazing breakthrough that requires unity. So if he can try to break the church down, you know, that's his goal.
Yeah.
So both sides of it, if you have been in a position where you feel that you've been hurt, they've said something to you, you've been falsely accused of something, and you're like, I never said that. I would never say that. How are they hearing that? You know, and it just blows your mind. Take it to the altar. Because you and I have talked about this, Kevin. Like,
sure.
We've got Mark here doing production. If I were to whisper in Mark's ear a paragraph of a story, let's say God told me, and then I say to Mark, now tell you in your ear what I just said.
It's going to sound different.
His interpretation of it is going to sound different. Does it mean that the perception of that didn't hurt, that maybe something
right.
that you did hurt in their perception of it? But it could be such just a misunderstanding. Regardless.
Dysfunction, yeah.
Whether it's a misunderstanding or whether they actually did hurt you, you need to sit and take it to the Lord and let him heal you and take these things to the altar, because literally God is going to have them fight among themselves and destroy both of them
yeah.
in your midst without you having to do a thing. And
right.
so it's so important to understand this. And if you're on the other side, which we all have been here, and there's offense, this person's accused you of something that you didn't do, and right. they're confident that's what you did, or they're saying this or that about you, whatever they did, and you get offended, and your heart gets like, you need to defend yourself, and I need to tell you, and I need to set it straight, and we have this reaction, this jerk reaction to handle it ourselves, to try to, whether it's to make it right or just to untangle it, the Lord says, take it to the altar.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I've actually got a book on my desk right now that I felt like the Lord was saying I'm going to be preaching on soon and
get out.
Sharing, which is The Bait of Satan by
John
Bevere.
Oh, I love that book.
It's a great book.
I have read that book.
It. If you've ever been offended by somebody, you need to get that book. And I believe that God is already pre-preparing me to begin to preach about offense and about people with bitterness and anger. And I've had to battle this myself with,
right.
you know, some of the situations that I've been through in the right. last 2-3 years
right.
with, you know, leaving a previous church and ministry and just dealing with
right.
all
the hurts and the rejections
and, rejection
and, right.
and everything that goes along with that. But, you know, it's
yeah.
I look at David and his approach towards Saul, who was hunting him, trying to get him and destroy him because
right.
the people were singing, David's killed his 10,000s and Saul his 1,000s, you know,
right.
so that offense came
right.
to Saul, like, he's rising above me, they're doing this,
mm-hmm.
he's going to make me look bad,
mm-hmm.
or he is making
right.
me look bad. I think we see some of that in ministry. We see churches competing against each other and being offended
yeah.
when,
right.
you know, well, he left and went over here, or he's going over there now. Or
right, we need to stop.
We just need to be the kingdom.
Stop, because David could have killed Saul, is your point.
Many times, but he said, I'm not going to touch the Lord's anointed.
To take the high road.
Took it to
and
the altar.
I've seen people in these circumstances, and you know what? They chose to say, listen, I am so sorry. I never meant to offend you or hurt you. And they, in their heart,
didn't
at all.
They really didn't.
They really didn't. But that misunderstanding that the enemy, this filter that you're talking
yes.
about, this just spirit that is lingering and making things, you know, we have to be careful what we text, because I just talked to someone today and what they text me sounded like they were really upset.
And they weren't upset at all.
No, I called them and they were laughing
I'm going to need an emoticon to
yes,
go with that. I do. I send
yeah.
them now because it's like,
you're like,
you know,
I'm
you
joking.
You have to be
or
careful.
I'm,
yeah. Or,
yeah.
Ha-ha.
Right.
Or
so we're gonna give people, especially in the body of Christ, we're going to give them grace and we're going to give them mercy. Let's
yeah.
say that they did do it. We're still going to give them grace.
Yeah.
And we're going to approach everything out of love, because what I'm seeing happening is this accusation and this rage and this anger is creating hate. People are coming after other people, other believers, in all different ways, Kevin, and we can't have this.
Sure.
We've got to learn how to handle this the way that God would. You take it to the altar. You don't respond in anger.
Yeah.
You have to love. God says to pray and for your enemies, and that's rough.
Yeah.
But then when we take it to them, look what happens. It's just powerful.
The scriptures say that they'll know us by our love for each other.
Wow.
You know, and right, right now, we wonder why people are running from church,
right.
why they're shutting church out of their life, and
yeah.
they're saying, I don't want anything to do with church. They're like, I believe in God, but there's no way I'm going to church, because the church has
right.
actually put a bad taste in their mouth because
well, right.
of offense and
exactly.
because of people, you know, rising up against each other. So if we're going to ever see unity, because the scriptures tell us that any kingdom divided against itself will be
stand.
Brought to desolation. It will not stand, and the enemy knows this, and he's using it. It's one of his greatest weapons, is
right.
the weapon of offense.
Right.
He's coming at us, and it's the cobra and it's the mamba, and
so
nobody
crazy.
Wins. Nobody wins. The offender doesn't win, and the offended don't win. You're
no.
not going to win that battle, whatever side you're
you
on.
You will when you give it to
gotta
God.
You've got to go to the altar.
Right.
Exactly.
Can't do it
you
yourself.
You can't win it apart from bringing it to the Lord, pushing it to the altar and going, you know what? I need you, God.
Right. Let it dry.
Vengeance is mine,
says
the
Lord.
You don't need to take vengeance yourself.
Let it dry, then flick it off.
Yeah.
And love and move on, you know. So
sure.
what a good example of that. And, you know, we're coming into a time, and we're wrapping this
But we're coming to a time where we see such a divide between good and evil. Don't allow the enemy to create hardship and anger and this evil stuff amongst the believers. We're dividing ourselves between, there's a separation in pure evil, not somebody that offended you and upset you. I'm talking about the evil that we're seeing in the world. We are becoming separate from that. And the enemy is trying to divide us amongst ourselves on the other side. And we've got to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, let's take a quick break and come back and just kind of wrap this whole idea of offense.
Yeah.
See ya.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the fellowship hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Cher, it's been an amazing
day today.
This is just so hearing about the dream, hearing about offense. I do believe that it's one of the enemy's greatest weapons, offenders and offendees. Mm-hmm. I think we have a word for you as we close out the program.
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody out there, whether you were the accuser or you were the offended party, God is calling you back to unity, and it doesn't mean that if this person's abusive in any way, and we're not saying that, but there is a forgiveness that needs to happen that creates unity. And going forward, we need you to pay very close attention to when these things happen. Choose to take things to the altar and don't handle it. But in the past, if you have had an incident recently or in the past, you need to take this to the Lord. Repent and ask for forgiveness, and tell the other person you're sorry. It is not, asking for forgiveness is not saying or justifying that what that person did to you was not true or you didn't feel that way. Forgiveness is something that is a commandment from the Lord that tells you that you need to handle this out of love and forgiveness because you cannot harbor this stuff in you. It is not healthy, and it's not healthy for the bride.
And you can't do it in your own strength. You see, God is love. And the only way to get victory over this is to bring it to the altar, like
that's
in your dream.
Right.
You pushed it to the altar, and we've got to take these situations to God, you know, and bring them to the altar and let love and God's love actually permeate through us, heal us first, and then bring healing in the process to others as well.
And if you ask the Lord and you stick with Him, I called that out, even though in the natural stuff, I didn't know what that name of that snake was, but I called it out. I recognized it for what it was. So take a rise above it and realize, you know what? I'm going to give this person the benefit of the doubt, or I'm going to have mercy. I'm not going to allow this person to hurt me. I'm going to give them grace and mercy. And yeah. God, I just need to give this to you.
Yeah.
That's what we're asking you to do. Moving forward, always pay attention. Recognize it and call it out like, Satan. Listen, Mamba.
Right.
I know what you are.
Even Jesus from the cross looked down and he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. See,
Jesus.
A lot of this is all rooted in the idea that people don't even know that they're causing the offenses in your life. And then you're holding it in their life over them. But we've got to be able to release people to be, you know, forgiven, to make mistakes and to be able to recover from them. So I think it's important. What a great program today, Cher.
Yes,
we hope
forgive.
You guys enjoyed it. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye, guys.
A program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.